I'll give you another old-time fiddle tune here. Do that, and especially for Sister Beth on her birthday. She looks about 39, somewhere around there. And my old mama lives down home, and she is 90. She's hanging in there pretty well, and sometimes she knows about some. She don't come out and see me play music very much, but she never approves of any of these tales I tell. I don't know what's wrong with her, but. But there's one she always asked me to do, and it's one about my uncle, the preacher, that bought the mule. And I'll tell you this one little story, and it is sort of funny, but I had an uncle, you know, down home, back especially when I was a kid, we did all the farming with horses and mules and things. Not many people had a tractor, and the land's too steep. You'd turn it over anyway. But anyway, every once in a while, you had to go buy a new horse or a mule, and my uncle, actually he's a preacher, that was looking for a new mule, and a fellow down the road had one for sale, and he went down to check him out, and told the fellow, I'd like to look at the mule you've got for sale. And he said, oh, this is a mule for you, preacher, said he's a real religious old mule, and said, the only way in the world you can make that mule go forward is to say praise the Lord, and the only way you can make him stop is to say amen. You got to forget about this giddy up and whoa and stuff like that. It won't work. And he said, well, that does sound like a neat mule. But I'm not buying him unless I can try him out. So he said, that's all right. Take him, hook him up to the little buckboard there and take him wherever you want to and try him out. And so he got on there, and my uncle did, and said, giddy up. No mule just stood there. It didn't do it. Oh, I remember he said, praise the Lord. Old mule took right off like a shot. Now this is pretty neat. This beating this thing I've ever seen. He got down to the end of the road. Said, amen. Mule stopped right on a dime right there. And said, this is neat. This neatest thing. I think I'm going to buy this mule. But I want to know how he operates in rough ground. There's a real bad road around the side of the hill here. Make sure he handles that okay. And so he started driving him around the side of the ridge up there. And it's a real rough old road. And it got to rocky and bouncing, and you got to look, and he's right up the edge of the cliff up there, and he got to going faster and faster, and he got sort of excited and scared. And said, whoa. The old mule just kept going. Said, whoa, mule. And he kept going. That mule got going faster and faster. That buckboard was bouncing up and down. He could barely stay on it, and he's scared to death. And he couldn't remember how to stop him. And he's just hollering, whoa, mule, whoa. And he kept going faster and faster. And he got right up to right before he's about to go over the edge. He was getting this close, and he just happened to think right then. He said, amen. The old mule stopped right on the edge right before he went over. He said, phew, praise the Lord.